I don't know if you're following the news and seeing, following what is going on, but what an awesome week we are having in this country with Pope Francis' visit. I don't know if you have had the chance to listen or to see or to listen to some of his speeches and homilies. I for sure did not have the time to see all. Of course, cannot follow every step, but the little here and there tidbits and the news and that you could read here and there. It is a very, very blessed visit and uplifting. It's his presence here. Now he's in Philadelphia. That's the reason he came to the United States. First and foremost was to attend and to be part in this meeting of families that happens every so often. I'm not sure how many years ago, how long ago was the other one, and 4 or 5 years maybe they have this meeting sponsored by the church, by the Vatican, and they choose a different country, a different city. And Pope lately has attended, since I believe St. John Paul II, they have attended, being present. And this week will start also in Rome, in the Vatican, that is called the Synod, that will discuss on the family. That's the gathering of most bishops, archbishops from around the world. But all that apart, his presence, his his humble demeanor, is, you see the motorcade going around and the big cars and these and the smaller ones, and said it's very easy to spot the Pope because he's not one of those black big Suburban, maybe in a smaller car. It shows most of all in my way of seeing, my humble way of seeing things, is he's trying to avoid any possible means of distracting the message. He wants to focus on what is essential. And he said essential is not even his presence, is Jesus' message. As a message, that's why we chose this weekend, to put a picture of Pope Francis here. You have a picture opportunities later, the big placards there in the back, people brought in. And it is a moment, perhaps you have heard that some people from the parish went by bus to Philadelphia, was in the news somewhere. I just have to say, these people, they organize it themselves. We didn't organize something as Resurrection Church is going to visit. They organize themselves, they're from the parish, and they left from here. And that's how, of course, we have our blessing to go, because it is a pilgrimage of joy in meeting the pastor, the vicar of Christ here on earth. We still have tonight a celebration, and tomorrow the Mass. I don't know how many people will show up. Will be the biggest of all the Masses that we celebrated, biggest as far as the number of people attending. And the message of peace, conciliation, the memorial service at the Ground Zero World Trade Center was something really memorable, that I could see with representatives from other religions, other faiths, gathered together and asking for peace. That's, I think, all religions in the end ask for peace. And the Pope has spoken against those who are so radicals in their views and their ideas that they think that they are representing God, but they are not. They are not working in the name of God. God is, in all religions, a God of peace. It is a God of reconciliation. the God we believe is a God of peace. And today, in the readings, we see a little of that in the first reading and in the first part of the Gospel. There's a lot of things we know in the Gospel today. We have to talk a lot about that. But the first reading talks about Moses gathering 70 of the elders, you know, that Moses led the people from the slavery in Egypt into the promised land. The journey that took about, say, 40 years. And of course, you know, they would establish themselves and have their tents, and Moses, as the leader, would gather all the other 70 elders that were helping out in leadership in the scriptures, in the words that it presents them, that the Holy Spirit came upon, you know, Moses, and the same Spirit that guided Moses also guided the 70 elders that were with him. And then it gives the name of only two that were not present there. You know, sometimes you can just imagine what that could be. That would be with the people outside, you know, Eldad and Medad, more or less, I think that's their name. And they also received the Spirit. And they prophesied. I mean, when this says prophesied, meaning they spoke in the name of God. They spoke God's message. Their word was word that was, you know, inspired by God. And there they were, and there came Joshua, who was, you know, Moses' assistant and was the leader after Moses died. He came and said, you know, they are not with us. I think we better tell them just to be quiet, because they're not with us. And Moses said, are you jealous because of me? And they say, God is beyond. If God wants to give them the Spirit so they can prophesy in God's name, then, of course, if they prophesy in God's name, they'll be recognized as true prophets. He said, the Spirit comes from God, not from us. And we see in the Gospel, and John comes and tells Jesus, we saw someone, you know, expelling demons in your name. But don't worry, he says. We told him to be quiet, not doing that, because he does not follow us. And Jesus says, don't do that. If he's doing something, and it's something good, why should we stop doing that? Whoever is not against us, he's not doing something bad against us. So he is doing the same cause. He is with us, for us. They were kind of, they got somehow perhaps self-righteous and says, oh, we know things, we are here. Whoever is an outsider does not belong to our group. And Jesus, as Moses in the Old Testament, and Jesus is telling, no. The Spirit of God, you know, is like the wind, blows wherever God wishes, not where we decided it will be. And that's beautiful. Then the Gospel also says, you know, because that God, you know, the value of small things is not a, you know, water that you give to someone, that way God will not notice that. And then it says, if you're, it talks about your hands, your feet, or your eyes, if they cause you to sin. And it says, you know, cut it off, or pluck it out. Well, of course, you know, let's not take that literally. Thank God I've never seen that people have taken that literally. Because it's not an idea. The idea here is not to mutilate oneself. You know, you have to see what is the direction. If your hands cause you to sin, what if you're doing it? You know, usually hands have to do with our doing, what we do. So change that. You have to change that. Change your doing. If your feet, I mean, if the direction that you're taking life, for instance, you know, feet give an idea of walking, what direction am I going, what direction I give my life. If that's not the right one, change that. If your eyes, what we perceive, how we see, you know, how we realize things in the world, if that is not a good thing, you know, change that. Jesus is trying to tell, you know, go to the cause. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it is like, you know, you have a headache and you try all the medicine that you can find to cure that headache, but you don't ask, where is that headache coming from? Maybe you are eating something that you're not supposed to eat, but that's the cause. If you stop eating there you'll be, you have no more headaches, but you prefer or think that, oh no, I'm going to take all kinds of medicines to cure that. And you never cure because you never stop eating what is the cause, the root of the problem. And Jesus is telling us, we should identify that root of the problems, you know, and the causes that sometimes will make us to act in ways that contradict our faith, to go in direction and guide our lives in a way that will not lead us to good paths. And definitely, if someone will follow us, will not lead them as well to a good path, or that our eyes is not helping us to perceive the goodness, good things that is out there. So maybe we should consider that and see what needs to be changed. What is the root of the problem that I should go there and try to fix that instead of, you know, just, you know, do a paint job and try to look beautiful outside, but the inside is still there, needing so much of a change. I believe, you know, it is his message of mercy that has repeated so many times, so much that he has established the year of mercy that will begin on December 8th, you know, a whole year, Jubilee of Mercy, just celebrating how good God is to each one of us. So it is a time for each one of us to embrace that goodness, to see that the Lord wants to come into our lives, to come and, you know, meet us where we are and as we are. There are moments that we think that we need to be perfect, or to be in that stage of perfection, let's say, oh, now I feel that I can pray better. Now I can feel that God is, you know, is close to me because I have changed so many things in my life. My life is not a mess anymore. And it does not need to be that way. God will come and meet us as we are. And when we see that God is there, then there is a possibility of change. Tomorrow, Pope Francis will also visit a prison, which he has done a few times before. In Rome, he has visited. In a recent trip to South America, he has visited also prison. And on his speech in the Congress, he spoke so many things in the joint session of Congress. One thing that he asked was for an end to the death penalty, because he says that's not compatible with our faith, because life is something that we cannot take in our hands. And even if someone who committed a crime must be responsible and must, you know, somehow pay that to society because he has committed, you know, a crime, he said, who are we to close the door for the future? We never know. We never know what are the possibilities that will open in our lives. Let us never close the possibilities of encountering the Lord, or not so much make an effort. Sometimes we spend our lives and our efforts and we get even tired and say, I want to be close, I want to find the Lord. And sometimes we are just discouraged. Because I said, I can't do it anymore. Maybe that's the time that we need just to let our guards down and let the Lord find us. That's all he's asking. He will find us where we are in the situation and the life that we lead. And from there, then we can start rebuilding. From there, then maybe that's the moment that we will maybe leave everything that will sometimes lead us to do something that is not compatible with our faith. We pray that the Lord will help us. And believing that His Spirit is the one that He sends everywhere in the world, sends people that we receive in our baptism. The Lord is already very close and with us, and He wants us always walk His path, the path